My name's Matt Jones. You are listening to Full Time. And some big news broke for Tranmere this morning regarding some external investment, which is coming from Indonesia. Mark Palios releasing a statement at 8 o'clock saying that they have found some people who are going to invest in the club, and it comes at a critical time. And their aim now is to go towards a sustainable life in the Championship. So let's have a little chat about this. I'm joined by a senior lecturer in sports business at the University of Liverpool, Dr. Dan Parnell. Good afternoon, Dan.
Afternoon, Matt. Great to hear from you.
Well, great to have you on. And first of all, you'll have picked over this statement that came out this morning, I am sure, with Lokito and Paulus Wanandai coming into the club. What does it mean?
I think if I'm reading the chairman's statement, everything is, it's from the playbook of positivity. And as someone who's been involved with Tranmere from a young boy, being looked after in the soccer schools by Steve Williams, to taking me boy to the playoffs final last year and experience that success, it sounds absolutely fantastic. When you hear about benefits for the community, benefits commercially and benefits on the pitch, everything seems really, really positive.
So basically, this company, the Santini Group, are going to come in. They're going to put some funding in place which will allow the installation of a 3G pitch at Tranmere's training ground solar campus. They're going to be able to improve the stadium Wi-Fi, but also, crucially, they're going to be able to reduce some of the debt that the club has incurred over that period in non-league.
Yeah, I think most clubs at the minute are talking very much about the community. So in most of the press work that they do, they talk about the community and how important it is. And I think out of a lot of the clubs that I come across, I think Tranmere have got that genuine connection with the community, and a lot of work takes place. The big thing for the club is writing off some of the debt and providing some more funding to help provide a bit of stability for the league to found themselves within. Over the past couple of years, they've been an absolute roller coaster, certainly since the Palios have been custodians. To bring them to the league that they are now, in a position that they are now, it's been absolutely incredible from a football and commercial perspective. I think the big question now is who are these investors, and are they really right for the club? As you know, Matt, from everyone that you speak to, football is all about relationships. So whether that's finding a new owner or finding a player, it's all about relationships. Any relationship relies on people having clear expectations of why they're in the relationship and what they're going to get out of it. And everything, from all the sounds that I've heard, it's all been a very slow process, and it's about doing their own, the Palios is doing their own personal due diligence around these owners to make sure it's right for them as custodians of the club, but first and foremost to make sure it's right for the Tranmere Rovers now and in the future. I think the minority stake is important. So it's almost a bit of a test bed to see how the relationship goes and to see whether it's going to work out for both the investors and also the club themselves. So I think it's a really interesting time.
Well, yeah, the fact that they've made a point of saying that it is a minority stake, do you think this is something that could be increased over time?
I think 100%. I think you take a look at, you have to look at it, when you look at a club, you're looking at the club as a board, and a company, an organisation, but you also look at the individuals who are on that board. But the questions are, what are people's motivations and what are people's desires within their career? So if you look at the board, there's some questions there around what people's motivations are and what their aspirations are within operating that board and for the club. At the minute, everything, all the sounds about all the right things in terms of protecting the long-term future of the club. So I think the minority stake is a bit of a test bed, and I'd be interested to see how that works for both the investors and Tranmere, but also whether it attracts different types of investors through the new relationships that we have and how that's managed and how successful that is. Mm. I think more broadly, I think Tranmere probably has been on a bit of a five-year plan and have been very successful in getting promoted. And from a football side, it's been incredible, and there's almost been no question marks over anyone involved in the business and how they delivered there. At this point now, they've reached a position where they've got to start thinking about how they look after things really closely on and off the pitch. I think the investors offer something, a bit of financial stability and sustainability off the pitch to the league that they're operating in? Mm. And have they got someone within the club and on the board who can have a say and who can influence the whole football strategy? So I know you follow it closely, Matt, and you've experienced some of the most successful, the most exciting times for the club over the past few years in the promotions. But the question is now, are they prepared for the league they're in? If they're not, why aren't they? And how do they prepare themselves if they do stay in this division, which the fans expect them to do so? How do they prepare themselves to stay in the division and then strive and thrive to get into the Championship? And I suspect it's another five-year plan. And it'll be interesting to see how this extra investment, do Tranmere really just want to increase the transfer budget and playing budget? Probably not, unless they've got someone to really oversee it. In a time of high manager turnover, Mickey's been in for quite a long time and he's got that support. In many clubs, they're operating a structure where there's a director of football or sporting director who has that voice and position on the board to help influence decisions and help sure there's clear pathways from academy to first team, make sure there's a clear strategy for player recruitment and making sure they've got the right relationships with different clubs to make that happen. So for me, I think it's a great moment for the club to get the head up again, set a new five-year plan that covers the commercial aspect, that looks a lot stronger, and the financial side that looks a lot more stable, but also get the playing side right and ready for the league that they're in.
Absolutely. It's Radio City Talk. I'm speaking to Dr. Dan Parnell, who is a senior lecturer at the University of Liverpool in sports business. You mentioned the finances there in terms of transfer budgets, wage budgets, and I guess that's the first question every single fan is going to be asking as soon as they see this external investment has come into the club. They've bought a minority stake. They're going to say, does that mean Mickey Mellon's got more money?
100%. And fans will always expect that. And I know that from being an Everton fan and a half Tranmere fan, which I don't think that's hardly ever allowed these days, is that there's a big anticipation to spend money and push to get more players and deal with the now. However, we know from the financial issues that clubs have faced from the Premier League down, in fact, that if you just focus on the short term, you soon hit a few brick walls quite quickly. From what we've seen with Bury and Bolton, we've got to be much cautious about how we spend that money, especially within the playing side of the business. So that's why I think it's ultimately important to put infrastructure in place so that there is a real strategy for the sporting side of the business. And that may, I mean, there looks like there's some great relationships going on between Tranmere and different loan managers at higher Championship and Premier League clubs. So for me, developing those relationships with other clubs where there is favourable deals and exciting deals for young talent to come to Tranmere is really important within this division. However, when you do that and you bring a loan player in, it blocks the pathway of young talent to Tranmere and also existing staff, because if you bring a loan player in, it's likely that they're going to have to play games or there'll be a financial consequence for them sitting on the bench. So all these need to be traded off, and that'll take Mickey making those decisions at the minute with someone on the board, but we're not quite clear who that might be that oversees that. So for me, someone with a stake in Tranmere, I'll be looking to see who's going to oversee that sporting strategy, football strategy, to make sure they get it right on the pitch and get stable in this current league and press on towards the Championship.
And just finally, you look around football at the moment and it's littered with stories of failed investors, of bad owners and bad chairmen. We only have to look down the road at Bury and Bolton and the situations that have gone on there. And they are investors from within the UK who should know English football better. But we've seen foreign investors come in and have not been at times particularly popular as well. How wary should Tranmere fans be of these new investors?
I think in terms of any investment, home or foreign, there's a massive element of risk and a massive element of unknown in any business, including football. One thing Tranmere have got is an incredible chairman and a board that have done everything that suggests that they've got the best interest of the club at heart in every decision that they've made. so. There's going to be a lot of trust in them, in the relationships that they build, that probably differentiates them from a number of different clubs that take on investments. The Peers, they've been a long run into this. This probably goes beyond 8 months with the different relationships that are involved, about understanding and making sure it's the right deal for them. So there's always an element of risk, but it appears to be a relatively positive risk. And I think fans of any club should always be critical, should always be suspect. But when things are going right and things sound positive and things are starting to fall into place, you have to get behind and support the club.
Absolutely, and it's going to be fascinating to see how this relationship between the Santini Group and Tranmere Rovers does develop over the coming months and years. Dan, always fascinated to speak to you, so thank you for your time on Radio City Talk this afternoon.
Thank you, Matt. All the best.